trouble getting a hold of my crew. We're in the middle of a demonstration in Pittsburgh, PA for the G20. I hope they'll be here in 30 minutes. Stay with us for that. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, you ready to go to calls?
I am.
Let's talk to Aaron in Utah. Aaron, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hello, sir.
How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Good. Good. Hey, just real quick question for you. I was listening to your show and another show, you know, RBN with Dr. Chua, and he just released some information from Bob Chapman saying that the there's a naval vessel somewhere off the coast that's been fully quarantined now because the ship's captain and petty officer and many others have died from swine flu injections.
Well, that's amazing. We'll check that. Email it to writers@infowars.com. But that's, you know, always with the 1918, 1976, 77, it always, the deadly thing only happens on a base, and then they try the forced inoculation. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, comments on that?
Well, that would be pretty interesting to track that down to find out if that's true. But, you know, I think they're suspecting those things, Alex. I'm sure you reported a couple of days ago when the Canadian government sent swine flu vaccine in syringes and body bags to the Indians in northern Manitoba, the Indian reservations up there. So was that the message that if you die from the flu, here's your body bags? Or was that the message, if you get your flu shot, you're going to die, and here's your body bag?
Yeah, that was in the National Post newspaper. Just off the charts, bizarre. And there's been body bag purchases, the British news reports, and the U.S. news, and all those plastic FEMA coffins, they admit, were purchased by the CDC that are kept in Georgia, Alabama, Colorado, California, and Oklahoma. Thank you so much for that tip, Aaron. Tom in California. Tom, you're on the air.
Alex, thank you for your work and for having me on. I had some information from a Professor Garth Nicholson that's written hundreds of peer-reviewed medical journal articles.
Yes, he used to work at the MD Anderson facility. We've had him on. In fact, that's a good idea to get Nicholson on about the Microplasma incognitus. Go ahead.
Well, some of his videos I posted on my MySpace page is myspace.com/toxicreverend. I'm an environmental technologist. But next to my icon, which is a red skull and bones, is a little link to his videos. You click on that. I posted two of his videos on the dangers of vaccines and another one on the biological weapons experiments on the American public.
Yeah, he's a scientific medical doctor, very prestigious.
Right. And one of the things he talked about was how they don't screen for these mycoplasmas. They're now incapacitating agents, non-lethal bioweapons.
Well, that's why all the studies in rats show vaccines are causing in rodents just incredible arthritis. Appreciate your call. Dr. Tenpenny, can you comment on the RNA, the viruses, the German news reporting cancer viruses in the shots?
Well, yes, I can, on 2 points. One is just to acknowledge what the caller said. We've known for years that at least 6% of all vaccines, and these are also childhood vaccines, that up to 6% of vaccines have mycoplasma in them. They're not screened out for that. So that's not even the swine flu and the regular flu. So mycoplasma has been getting into the population for a long time.
And describe people that don't know what that is. It's like a...
So mycoplasma is an organism that's kind of lives somewhere between a virus and a bacteria is the best way to explain it. It's susceptible to antibiotics, but it hides inside of your cells, so the antibiotics aren't always effective. And when it goes inside the cells, it acts more like a virus in terms of replication. And it's a very nasty bug, and it can cause a lot of problems, in a lot of health problems, a lot of different health problems. And there's a whole host of different types of mycoplasma, too.
Just a big breaking news. I'm going to get Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson to post this right now, but you can just Google it. Navy ships under swine flu quarantine, AP. Group of Navy ships under quarantine after several dozen sailors and Marines on board tested positive for swine flu. So they're just fear-mongering over that. Doesn't look like anybody died. Health officials say at least 69 people have been confirmed with the virus. So they make much ado about nothing when 30-some percent of the population already has it and aren't even sick. And all of them have since recovered. So nobody's dead.
Key point there. Everyone's recovered. There's the key point.
Nobody's dead on the USS Boxer. Navy officials say they now quarantine an undetermined number of crew members with flu-like symptoms on 4 ships that are part of the USS Boxer Amphibious Ready Group, which arrived in Hawaii on Friday. The ships are docked.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, it's MZ wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is breaking news. Do you know why my crew is not live with us right now, why they're out of contact? They are under sustained LRAD sound cannon attack. You know, they rolled these out at tea parties in California and other places. First time I saw them was 2004 in New York. They have the National Guard engaging American citizens right now with deadly acoustic weapons that damage the middle ear. They Mike just talked to them. In fact, get Mike Nelson in here right now. And they go, we can't hear you. It's painful. It's, yeah. And we're text messaging them, telling them just to call in right now. But it's blindingly loud. Get Mike in here right now. Mike heard it. This is happening right now in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, while the G20 and mainstream news is getting rid of the dollar, bringing in world government against everybody right now. Mike Nelson just talked to Jason Douglas, and he's like, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. We're under sound weapon attack. Mike doesn't probably want to be on TV, but we'll just turn his mic on. Mike, you talked to him. You said you heard it. You're texting him now, telling him to call into the hotline. We're going to Sherry Tenpenny in a moment. Mike Nelson, office manager here at InfoWars. Tell folks what he told you.
He said that they can't hear anything that I'm saying because they're under a sound weapon to try to get everybody to disperse and leave the area.
And what does it sound like?
It was just something very, very loud. I can't hear him because it's almost like
make the sound. Loud, like, make the sound. Yeah, that's what they do. Yeah.
And then I hear a voice every so often.
A voice saying, get back.
To leave the area. But you.
Holy mackerel. Put on CNN right now.
But I can't hear.
I'll guarantee you this is going to be on the news. We've got reporters in the zone right now in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, as the bastard bankers totally take everything over. Are they texting you back? I mean, we've got to get them on now.
No one's texted me back.
Oh, man. We should have had the operating procedure that they got hit with a sound weapon, immediately call in. Tell them the text, get out of the area, and then call in. Ah, well, no doubt they've got video of this incredible event. Oh, man. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, I tell you, this brings new meaning to the word InfoWar.
Wow, Alex, that's pretty scary, isn't it?
I'm telling you. I mean, my life is like a Twilight Zone episode.
Alex, do you know, have you heard reports from other parts in the world? I mean, other than the U.S., are these sorts of things, these sound wave technologies, these mandatory vaccines, the FEMA camps, all this other stuff, in other countries, are
yes.
these the same?
Simultaneously, the Air Force said, well, we can't use this in Iraq in 2004 till we use it in America. So they started using it here, then saying it was no big deal. Now they're rolling out microwave guns. We've gotten confirmed reports, and I saw this in Denver, but it was in a police area. And when they saw me videoing it, they brought in a garage. They have microwave guns, big mounted on Humvees. Listen, this is such a police state there. That they tried to talk to the military and talk to a spokesman last night. Defense Link put a press release out, and they said, no, we're not going to talk to you. Get out of here. Then they got their license number, had the police pose as Alamo rental car people from the county there, Allegheny County in Pennsylvania. They called them and said, oh, your car's got no brakes. Bring it in. And they said, well, we're in the cordon at G20. We're news reporters. We can't get out till tomorrow. And they said, well, that's fine because I'm a police officer with the Army and FBI, and you've all been put on terror list, and your life's over, boy, and we know you're a terrorist, and you were sneaking around the military base and ran. All lies, Sherry. They just think of us as dirt.
Well, and here's the thing, Alex, is that you say they just think of us. They are our neighbors. They are people who live in our communities. Their job is working for the other side. We have to get through to these people that, wait a minute, I'm your friend, I'm your neighbor, I'm an American, I vote for presidents and people just like you do. Why are you doing this? I mean, there has to be a way. We have to learn from history that, you know, when Nazi people, when Germans started assaulting fellow Germans, I mean, all the Jews that they dragged away were all Germans, and that they hurt other Germans. I mean, we've got to let people get through to them, stand there and say, wait a minute, you're an American. Why are you doing this? And I think that passive resistance, handing out flyers and trying to, when you're standing there in the gap, if it comes to that, to remember that, to remind these people that, hey, we're on the same team. It should be us against the people that are telling you what to do, not you against me. We should be doing this differently. Why are you doing this? And I think that we have got to start using those passive resistance tools. We have to use all the mind games that they try to play on us and turn the tables around and get people to understand that we're all Americans and that who's ever giving those orders against Americans, that's the enemy, not the person standing in front of you. And somehow, I don't have all the answers, Alex, but I know you don't either, but we've got to come up with some solutions for people who may be standing in the gap of what can they do in that moment in terms of resistance other than violence. What else can they do?
Well, I want to say this. Approximately 8 minutes ago, we got on the phone with Douglas, and he said, I can hear nothing. They're using sound weapons. They're telling us to disperse. Mike Nelson heard the wah and then troops stopping every 30 seconds, you know, saying disperse, disperse. We've got them. Let's go to live now. Here they are from Pittsburgh. G20 under attack. Wait, Mike just said they had them. Put them on the system. That's why we punch them up.
Can you hear me, Alex?
Yes. Is this Rob Duggan?
Okay. Yeah, we're on 33rd and Liberty in kind of a downtown part of Pittsburgh. We just passed the street blocked off, and they were using the sonic weapon on us. They were using it to broadcast, and then they would ramp up the signal for a brief second to let them know that they could, you know, blow some eardrums out. It got pretty loud, and people were crouching down behind.
Who were they using this on? Was this on a protest or just you?
No, this is a protest. This is a protest. We were walking with the protesters downtown, and
you've got video of this, the first time U.S. military uses weapons on the U.S. since, like, Kent State. You're telling me you guys had camera rolling under attack?
We had camera rolling while the sonic weapons were going off.
Oh, my God. You got to send somebody back up to grab it, upload it to YouTube. Did we get – oh, my God. You guys – are definitely getting hazard pay for this. You have definitely earned stripes in the info war that I've never even gotten. You got a medal on your chest that I haven't gotten. I'm envious. Man.
It's pretty wild. It's pretty wild right now. It seems like everybody dispersed, though, when that started happening. The one group, the largest group, went through an alleyway.
Well, why don't you go back and film the troops with pleasure up there with their gun?
Okay.
Now, listen, do it if you want.
They're driving right past me right now.
Get them on tape.
With the gun. They had two of them. They were using them to broadcast messages in Spanish and English. That's the engine right now. You can hear it past me. And there's a guy sitting on top, and they would broadcast a message from the chief of police that we were in an unlawful march, and they said they'll arrest anybody. It doesn't matter if you're pressed or not. Maybe you didn't disperse, and then they started launching the weapon.
So people don't have a permitted march, violating the First Amendment. You don't need to have a permit. What was the march doing when you were attacked, and was it National Guard or police?
It was police. Everybody has police on their chest. I haven't seen. I do see. They're wearing dark outfits, you know, the Darth Vader looking outfits, and then they have the camo.
But the news is reporting, and you guys say you talked to National Guard this morning. You were saying they're together, and the National Guard are
National
in
Guard,
like a police uniform.
National Guard was not armed at all in terms of with billy clubs or anything, but they were working with police to cordon off areas, and they had Humvees. Right now, I'm looking at a line of police stretched on there in full riot gear, too. The police I'm seeing now are in full riot gear.
Are they the police, though, wearing the National Guard bottoms?
No. They're all wearing dark, although there are some, it looks like Border Patrol. I've seen Border Patrol here, too. They have the dark green Border Patrol uniforms.
So federal police in the middle of Pennsylvania. And Dr. Sherry Timpany, I'm going to come back to you in the next segment, okay?
Sure.
Okay, we'll put you on hold for 5 minutes. Okay, I'm going to shut up. Give me a complete report of what happened to you.
Okay, we were walking down Liberty Street, and right as we were getting to 34th, they had the street blocked off, and they were talking to us through the little sound cannon things, and then they would press them, you know, just to do a beep. It would be like, beep, 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 but it would get really loud for a split second, then they would turn it down, and then bring it back up again, and then turn it down, just to let you know that they could do that. You know, it was definitely a show of force, and there's probably... I'm looking at about 300 military right now.
And Douglas said it was painful. Was it painful?
It got loud. It didn't get loud to where it was painful, but it got loud. But you know they could turn it up louder. They were throwing it up at us just to let us know, and people started crouching down behind cars and mailboxes because they thought they were going to do the real thing on us.
I think they did do the real thing on you, buddy, because that's what Douglas said, but Du always is a cheerful person. The point is, Rob, specifically, what were they broadcasting in English?
And I have that on tape. And basically, what they're saying is that we're in an unlawful assembly, and the chief police order is to disperse. And if we don't disperse, you'll be arrested. And they may use non-lethal means.
Non-lethal means, or you could be.
Could be injured, you know, non-lethal means. So they said,
is Burmese or do is Burmese?
Burmese is right next to me. You want to talk
to him?
Let
me talk to him.
You're on. Hey, Alex, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I want to be clear about this. They were shooting you guys with this. Douglas was saying it was hurting. What was this like?
The decibel level was very, very high. One moment I was covering the front of the protest. The next moment my eardrums were blasting. And as that happened, I basically turned around, saw about 40 riot police assisted by military, and I ran up and I got all the footage I could. Every once in a while I'd have to take a
few steps back. Assisted by military. So this is the military attacking the American people. Because in every news article I see, they're together. So that's key for the article Watson's doing. The military was with them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they were in military fatigue. SWAT is also here. I got a good shot of one of the military personnel who was at the top of the sound decibel thing on top of the Pittsburgh paddy wagon. There's no doubt that there's military here, Alex. Earlier today, me and Rob Du filmed a convoy of about 7 to 8 trucks and vans with National Guard logos on them. I approached some military earlier today.
Burma, stay there. We're coming back to you in just a moment. And Dr. Sherry Timpany, I want to talk to Burma when we get back. Stay there. I'm going to talk to you during the break, Burma.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked the results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and did you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal, not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Being a puppet, sir. Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cal Bend Soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cal Bend Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at InfoWars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cal Bend Soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cal Bend Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, we just went live cutting out a break. Go back to Jason. Listen to this. Go back to him. We just had the sirens. Jason, are you there? What on earth just happened? It was total bedlam, riot police, tear gas masks. They were closing in on... Jason! Well, where on earth did he just go? We just heard blaring sirens and riot police coming at him. Jerry Tenpenny, you were on hold. You heard all that. Did you hear that total bedlam?
I did.
They're closing in. Text message them all. Get out of there. They're going to arrest everybody. Get out of there. Send the message. Evacuate immediately. Get out of there with the video. Get out of there right now. This has happened to me in New York and other places. Get out. I told Burmese to get out. Burmese, are you there? Jason! Oh, God. Okay, hang up. And let's try one more time to talk to him, and then let's. Jason, are you there? Put his phone live on air to see if it's still live. Now, there's no way. It was Dr. Tenpenny. What did you hear right before his phone went dead as we went live?
Asked, and I heard him say that everybody had their gas masks on and they were asking everybody to leave the area. It looked, sounded like they were going to start using gas there.
And the police, he said, the last thing, were coming from three ways, blocking them in. That's what they do. They corner you and then attack. Is that Burmese's phone? It's still connected? He must have jumped into a business or something. That's smart. Okay, call Douglas, call Du. Call Douglas's phone.
Cell phone died. My phone's out. If you want to call me, have to call me on my cell phone.
Burmese, I can hear you. Burmese.
Okay. All right, thanks, Dan. Bye.
Burmese, we're here. Okay, the Du phone went dead, but it's not dead. We're on it right now. Tell him, talk to us.
How are you? I'm doing well, man. Good.
They don't know that they're on air. We're transferring them right now. We'll keep this phone live in case we lose them. Dr. Tenpenny, I apologize. This is all happening the day you're on with us.
Oh, that's fine, Alex. I mean, breaking news is breaking news.
What do you think of this?
I think it's really scary.
I'm in, Alex, if you need me.
Okay, Burmese, your phone was still connected. You just couldn't hear audio from us.
Oh, well, the battery went dead on Deuce. I tried to make a call back. Do hand me his phone, and by the time that you stopped talking,
no, that's
to me,
fine.
It turned off.
You said they were coming down the street from three ways, and there was blaring sirens, and then it went dead. What happened?
That was a convoy of police officers. I started to film them. They went down the one street. They're now gone. We still have, it looks like, four or five streets filled up with police officers.
All right, let me explain. Listen to me carefully. Do you have Du and Douglas with you?
No, they've already gone down about three blocks.
Leave. I want you to leave until I get in contact with them. Get out of there with the video. They will take our cameras, take the video, and then break them. They always give them back broken. It's happened to me twice. Get out of there. I want you to get out of the area at least five blocks away and duck in to get a cup of coffee or something, acting normal. They've trained locals to spy on people and tattle. This has happened to me in Brooksville, in California, in Florida, and other places. So just nonchalantly go in, get a cup of coffee, and wait somewhere or a sub shop or something. Get out of there. Go in a restaurant, order a beer, whatever you got to do. Just go into a bar. Go sit down somewhere because they are going to lock down it. You were saying that you saw them at the ends of all the streets, correct?
Oh, they're all around me on each side in the middle of the street. I am surrounded by police officers.
Listen, I'm going to keep you on hold on this line. We'll keep coming back to you and to make sure you get out of there. So if they attack you or rubber bullet you, it'll all happen on record, their criminal activities. But do you hear me? Don't act suspicious.
Sir.
Don't act suspicious. Act like a mindless mainline reporter. Get the hell out of there now. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to monitor your situation from here. I'm going to call.
Okay.
You're saying your phone's working. Deuce is bad, or is Douglas's? Who should we call him?
Deuce's battery is now dead.
Okay, so we got a text message, Jason Douglas, to get the hell out of there now. They are going to arrest them, guaranteed. I have been in the middle of this over and over again at the RNC, you name it. Get out of there. Get out of there now. Okay.
All right, I'm getting out of there. Yes,
don't disconnect the phone. Just keep it with you and get out of there. Go.
All right. Got it.
Listen, Burmese, don't go towards a big street with cops. Go down an alley or a side road, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, good. All right, good. We got that problem handled. The other two guys, though, are going down towards the police. Lord knows what will happen to them. I don't want my guys being through this anymore. Because once I heard they were blocking off streets, that means they're going in on them. They don't care if people disperse. It's about drawing blood, first blood on the American people. It's about attacking us, these audio and microwave weapons are about training the police to open fire. It's a simulation weapon.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and is flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll-free 877-327-0365. Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Undersafes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Undersafes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUndersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUndersafes.com. That's GrafUnder safes.com. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
America. I just, they love it. And folks, if you don't think the military won't come after your guns, if you don't think the military doesn't want to disarm you, if you don't think they aren't spoiling for a fight with us, I don't care what they say. We've proven it. They are ready. Look at Kent State. And our military's been taken over. You have G20 global leaders meeting openly in mainstream news to get rid of the dollar and bring in, quote, global governance. This is the end of our country, and the police and the military are acting like people that don't like it are pure scum and terrorists because the DHS has trained them to do that. Burmese, what's happening now?
I am backing off, but a good majority of the protesters, mostly anarchists and black in front, are making it down. You can probably hear them right now.
Then this is probably a staged event, and they're with the police. They're probably going to go to a normal protest and then try to claim that. Get out of there.
All right.
Are you getting away from them?
I'm backing up.
How far away are you from them?
Probably about 100-200 feet away.
And so the LRAD is further away and what, drove them back?
Yeah, what they've been doing is, as the police mount in certain areas, they'll take certain side streets because we're outside of the main city of Pittsburgh. This started in Lawrence about a mile and a half away. And originally in the park, the riot police had gathered. They decided that they would go the other direction. There were no riot police set up there at first. Then the police cordoned them off where the sound weapons were. They then moved to the right-hand side. By the time they had turned around to cover the protesters, the majority of them were already gone. This is the first time since then that I've been around them, but I can already tell that they've been able to disperse the crowd by at least three-fifths. I mean, this crowd was much larger than it was before.
And Jason, just to be clear, Don't stay at the head of them. Go down a side street. Get out of there right now, okay?
I am on a side street right now, and they're passing me, Alex. I have no police around me at this point. They have not caught up.
All right, well, you're going to see the police following them later. They'll be hungry for blood and to engage their enemy, the American people. And so they may corner you in that alley or side street.
Here come the anarchist staging. Here they come right now. They just grabbed the dumpster. They're flipping it over.
Video it.
I got it on tape right now.
I don't want to put you in danger, Jason, but if you follow that stinking Fed, is it a big guy?
All right, it was three people, and of course they had masks on, Alex. I earlier followed a couple people that I caught spray painting, a couple that were throwing eggs. I am desperately trying to cover this the best that I can.
You are kicking butt, my friend. So the operatives are recap. So we have a record. You did see military with the LRAD police, and you've talked to military today.
Yes, I talked to military earlier today. They were at there were five people outside of a Humvee. Basically, most of the Humvees in the military were cordoning off at checkpoints on main streets in the main city of Pittsburgh. I approached them. I asked them what their mission was. They said it was to assist the police. I asked them what they would have to say to their critics, that this was a violation of posse comitatus, and of course none of them knew what that was. I then had to explain to them that that was the separation of military and police, and it was the standard boilerplate answer of, you know, we're just following orders.
Unbelievable. Now, you did see troops, National Guard or Army, with the police with the LRAD cannon.
Yes, like I said, they were in a full military fatigues. I mean, these weren't just the pants; they were the tops. Yesterday at the Clean Air concert, although when I approached them and I asked them whether they were military and or police, they told me they were police. However, they had no police numbers, no identification as police, and they were wearing the American flag backwards in green, in full military and riot gear. So I think they were lying to me as well.
Well, of course, that's what they do to their enemy, the American people. Burmese, briefly, and we're going to go to Sherry Tenpenny. Briefly, tell folks about last night. You guys pull up to the gate. You asked to talk to the public information officer. They called the police and lied and said that you were sneaking around. You ran from them. Is that true?
Absolutely not. You know, we went up to the main gate. We asked the officer if he could discuss what the 2,500 troops would be doing in Pittsburgh tomorrow. He said he couldn't. He then told us that he could get a representative that could or a phone number. We then pulled off to the side of the road where they instructed us to. We waited around 15 or 20 minutes. A representative came back immediately. He was hostile towards us. He did not like our credentials. He said he would not answer our questions.
Yeah, I heard him. I was on cell phone with Duke. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we tried to get as much information as we could. He refused to answer our questions. So then Rob asked him for his information and where we could contact him tomorrow if we could get a word with him. He then gave it, and we left. We didn't run away from anything. By the time that we had left, turned around, and exited the main military facility, there was another car parked on the other side of the road, waited for us to pass, followed us for an exit, then got off. And then we were shot when Douglas got a call trying to entrap him and have us go return our rental car for, quote-unquote, two more free days. When we didn't fall for that, he then came clean and said he was actually military personnel and he wanted to know whether or not we were terrorists, Alex.
And then he told Douglas, you're on a list now, pal, for the rest of your life.
Yeah, he did.
With pleasure. And they'll take your houses, they'll take your guns, they'll take your wives. They do it all over the world. They want to do it here. They'd love to kill 10 million Americans. A million Iraqis isn't enough. God help them.
It is unbelievable. I'm glad to say I saw Cindy Sheehan out here. She has a presence. I've talked to some other people with InfoWars banners, investigating 9/11 t-shirts. Not everybody here is under the spell of the provocateurs and the anarchists.
I'm going to put a call out. We know their foundation.
Here it is. Here it is.
I order all those assembled to immediately disperse. You must leave the immediate vicinity. If you remain in this immediate vicinity, you will be in violation of the Pennsylvania Crimes Code. No matter what your purpose is, you must leave. If you do not disperse, you may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
I'm trying to get on right now.
Let him finish. finish. Let him finish, Burmes.
Yes.
Videotape it. Where is he?
They're about, I would say, about 60 yards in front of me. All of the protesters are now turning around. They've cordoned that area off. Here it comes again. That's what the sound blast sounds like.
City of Pittsburgh Chief Police, I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order our close assembly to immediately disperse. You must leave the immediate vicinity. If you remain in this immediate vicinity, you will be in violation of the
Burmes,
yes, sir.
Did you say that the protesters are turned around because they're blocked in?
Yes, they are blocked in.
Run! Get out! I told you! Go down the side street. Get the hell out of there. They're going to get you. Get out of there right now. I told you they're... Get the hell out of there. Stop videoing. Get out of there now.
Okay.
Are you leaving?
Yes, yes. I'm turning a left-hand corner right now.
Okay, yeah. Let the little feds, they're all getting paid to do this. Let them have their little staged event. This is going to later be packaged for the news. They'll say it happened later today, and then they're going to attack any other peaceful protest. I need all info warriors, anyone in the Northeast, anybody in the Midwest, to go to Pittsburgh now with video cameras. The troops are bought and paid for by offshore banks. The Republic is falling right now. They are openly destroying our precious Republic. Right now, they are openly bringing in martial law. They have troops deploying in every major city. This is just another beta test. And we need everybody to go to Pittsburgh who loves this country. Veterans, everybody that want to truly have a chance to stand for America. You're going to see more and more of this happen. Come with cameras, radio host. Everybody needs to get there and needs to expose these people. And we need people to follow the anarchist and expose that they're going to go back and get controlled by the feds. They're going to go back to military installations. It's happened in every case. We proved it in Denver. We proved it in Ottawa. We proved it in Seattle. We proved it in London. We proved it in Genoa. We prove it every time. Burmes, what's happening now?
Well, I'm down the street. I can see the street where the main protesters are going. They're going in the opposite direction, it looks like. I hung a left. They're hanging a right.
But see, what the cops do is they make the protesters think they're in control and only block certain streets, and they will herd them to a dead end where all the cops are waiting with tear gas and rubber bullets. And I got video, and all they'll walk up to an old lady and with every bit of force with a club go, yeah! Just with death blow power, yeah! Yeah! And break their collarbone. I mean, that's in Police State 2, the takeover, and the cops will high five, the troops will high five. They've nothing like American blood. They just, I hate America. Yeah! Yeah! I mean, this is what they're doing, and so get the hell out of there. But we need just thousands of people to go to Pittsburgh to peacefully expose these people. But, again, they'll let the anarchists go. They'll pick out a few old ladies. They love weak people like wolves. Wolves love weak animals. And they will just, I mean, I got video in Police State 2, the takeover. You've seen it, Burmes, where that old lady's just in a neighborhood. And the police come up and start stomping her, or the military, excuse me, with full power. And then she's at city council with all these broken bones the next week. They hate America. They are just demonic entities. I just can't believe how scum-filled they are.
Well, they're armed to the teeth today, Alex. Well, they're armed to the teeth. I mean, these guys have shotguns. They look like I said, while I was talking to you initially, they all put on the tear gas mask. I got out of that vicinity. I don't know if they let any of those off. But, I mean, these guys are in full garb. I got some really great shots.
No, they want the guns. They want the money. They will put us in dirt pits and shoot us. They're all being – we've seen this in every other country. They are training them on blood, training them to attack us. They're like attack dogs being trained, you know, on baby kittens, how to kill them. I mean, that's just – that's all that's happening is death training.
I can't disagree, Alex. It's pretty wild, man.
Hey, you've seen the videos of the troops and contractors shooting families in their cars, driving down Baghdad highways and laughing?
Mm-hmm.
Children being filled full of holes is just a celebration of love. It's just that they're into how they murder innocents. It's just, oh, these people are pure evil.
I'm sorry. I'm so out of breath. I've been running
around
so much.
Where are you now?
I am on a side street. Actually, Cindy Sheehan's right next to me. She just walked down here. But I'm on a calm street. There's nobody around.
Let me say hi to Cindy Sheehan. Put Cindy Sheehan
on. All right, hold on one second. Let me get her on the phone.
Alex Jones on air. We'd like to talk to you really quickly.
Hey, Alex.
Cindy, you've now been hit by the Army and police. This is like Kent State with sound weapons. This is huge news, and it's nowhere right on TV. Cindy, tell us what happened.
Well, you know, we've just been trying to get lawfully assemble and peaceably march. But we were just in a place where there was like 600 cops in full riot gear. And they do have the sound weapons, and they do have the microwave weapons. So, you know,
oh, wait, you saw the microwave gun?
Oh, heck yeah.
Oh, my God, those things can kill you on high beam.
And we were really close, too. Yeah, this is America, Alex. This is the country my son died for. Where you can't even exercise your First Amendment rights.
Cindy Sheehan, give us a quick report. What have you seen with the LRAD and the microwave guns?
Well, they have them, and that's how they're using the. I don't think that they've turned them on, or they haven't turned them on where I've been, but there is LRADs here. And they're warning
us. No, they turned them on. They've turned them on my guys. We've heard it.
I wasn't aware. We're just trying to get to downtown so we can exercise our freedom of speech, Alex. And, you know, they're blocking peaceful protesters. We don't have any weapons. They're blocking us with the most disastrous, horrible weapons that they can think of. And so, yeah, it's just really awful down here.
So they
they've also learned how to get around vinegar. If you soak your bandana in vinegar, it's supposed to stop the tear gas. But they put baking soda in their tear gas, so it'll make the bandanas even more dangerous.
This is just incredible, and here you are constantly fighting in Martha's Vineyard in Crawford, Texas. And
right.
Cindy, did you know they're openly announcing the formation of a world government at this meeting?
Yes, I know they are. Yes, I do.
I mean, even the head of the EU even spoke out against it, Klaus, at the UN yesterday, and they're openly announcing the end of the dollar. Those troops don't know that their whole savings and their whole family future is gone, and there they are with pleasure guarding the very government that is illegitimate and criminal.
Well, I tried to lead a battalion of them to the G20 so we can arrest the people who are really our enemies. The troops are out here. There are our brothers and sisters. There are sons and daughters, and there are mothers and fathers. And they're turning their guns on us. They're turning their weapons on us, where we really should be marching to the G20 and arresting those guys. Those guys are planning nothing but destruction, you know, on this planet.
Well, they're the bankers.
Economy.
They're the bankers that engineered it all, and now they're announcing a new global currency and the end of the dollar, which will destroy our economy. And the police.
Oh, here they come again. Here they come again with their LRAD, Alex.
You see it?
Well, I hear it. They always announce it on the loudspeaker before they bring it. So they're coming with it. They have us blocked in. There's nowhere for us to go.
CNN is finally covering it. They're only covering a few anarchists. That's Fox, excuse me. Let's bring Sherry. Listen, I want to get a report from you tomorrow, Cindy. We have your cell phone.
Yep.
We have your cell phone number, don't we?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you do.
I'm going to put you on
hold.
We'll
make sure Jason has it. I'm going to pass you back to Jason, okay?
God bless you, Cindy Sheehan. You see the best.
You too.
You see the best people. God bless you. You see the best people together in one spot. Burmese, what's happening now?
Right now, like I said, we're on this side street. We just did get a couple thumbs up from some of the firefighters that obviously don't want to be a part of this. They saw Cindy, and, you know, they obviously are fans of what she does. I heard that LRAD. Again, it was over to the right and maybe two blocks up. I can't really see any of the protesters at this point. We're on train tracks, and you can kind of glare into the city down the train tracks. I can see a couple of officers and vehicles, but nothing to the extent of where they're cornering people. I mean, when they're cornering people, you're talking hundreds of riot cops.
No, I know, but that was going on deeper in the area you can't see. Get out of there. Call the guys. Burmese, just look. Just get out of there so we know at least one camera gets out, okay?
All right, you got it, sir.
And they've got all the world leaders landing on TV. Jason?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, to you. You're doing a great job. Just call. Did we ever get a hold of Jason Douglas?
I still haven't because I'm still on this phone here. I've got a
Because that's what I said 30 minutes ago. I want to keep calling Jason Douglas's phone.
What? Oh, those guys are calling Jason Douglas's phone.
Okay, Mike Nelson's been calling over and over again, and he's not answering. Text Douglas and tell him he's done enough. Get out of there.
Okay,
get out of there.
I will do that. Okay, I will do that.
And yeah, Burmese, you tell him where you want to meet. Just like, oh, my God. All right, good job, Jason.
Okay.
We're going to keep you on hold till you, we'll call you back in 5 minutes.
Sounds great, Alex.
Thank you. Sherry Tenpenny, what do you think of this?
I'm speechless, Alex. I'm just speechless. It's like it is here. It is here.
I want to come back with you in the final segment, get some final comments from you and any new developments here. All the scumbag bankers that are robbing our country are arriving live right now, while our police and military, bought off and brainwashed by them, are having their way with people, with a few staged anarchists. I guarantee you are either feds or police officers or foundation-hired scum.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spyville.com offers a wide range of personal protection products. Our experience in the spy and security industry allows us to provide you with quality security equipment at some of the most affordable prices you'll find. Spyville.com is your source for complete four-camera video systems starting at $499. Most of our customers install their own systems without the additional cost of an installer. A picture may be worth a thousand words, but live video tells the whole story, generally ending with a conviction. Check out our latest personal portable spy cameras, mini video cameras hidden in a keychain, a wristwatch, or even a cigarette lighter. These mini video recorders go anywhere and spy on anyone. Spyville.com also offers night vision cameras and night vision scopes. All of our products are available at Spyville.com. That's Spyville.com. Who do you want to spy on today? Spyville.com. Spy cameras and security equipment since 1997.
This is all about training you that you're not supposed to protest and demonstrate. That's why the police pose as anarchists in every case. They've been caught over and over again. That's why they're using sound guns, microwave weapons. We know they use the sound guns. The microwave guns are there. Amazing to have Burmese and Cindy Sheehan and all these people together. They're standing against tyranny. She lost her son. And the military will follow orders, and that's all this is. And there are the bankers openly setting up world government, bankrupting us by design. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, this is how the Republic falls, with the stormtroopers in the streets and the world leaders coming to our country to sell it out and the mainstream news reporting it.
Yep. Alex, why are they in Pittsburgh? Of all the cities in America, why Pittsburgh?
because it's got a lot of draconian laws in Pennsylvania from what we've seen with the, they have a local Patriot Act, a state Patriot Act, and they chose it because they like cities that have tyranny, like London and D.C. and places like that. And they've chosen it to come here and kill the dollar in America. It's a big joke to them. I mean, it's all over the news. World government, end of the dollar. And Ron Paul earlier, he's an economist, not just a medical doctor. He said this will just, it'll be worse than the Great Depression if they kill the dollar. And they are doing it.
Wow. Well, you know what, Alex? It's things that you and I have been talking about and other people have been talking about for weeks, months, and years. And it looks like it's here.
Well, at least we can expose the flu shot. At least we can get the flyers and the materials and educate people and speak out at our city councils. This is all at the local level. This takeover is happening through the federal, international. And everybody just better become info warriors and get involved today, because what everybody just heard, and as this develops, I may do a special live broadcast and just listen to the InfoWar streams. Ron Paul and Congressman Grayson and everybody are coming back up on the restreams at InfoWars.com and AM and FM stations re-air the show. But as stuff develops tonight, we'll post at InfoWars if we're about to go live, and we'll go live on Internet only at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. I'm here finishing my film, Fall of the Republic, today. I'm finished. It's done today. We're just doing some final things with the DVD menu and adding a few more documents. And I will be here. I mean, Fall of the Republic. This is the end of the Bill of Rights, the end of the Constitution. The Senate admits the Patriot Act's being used everywhere for misdemeanor crimes. No more warrants. The police are taking blood all over the country without warrants at checkpoints. I mean, doctor, it's really happening.
It is happening. It is. It's really scary, Alex. I mean, it's really kind of frightening to see this stuff happening in real time. You know, I'm sitting at home in my living room, and they did have a little bit of a snip on CNN and on Fox News, but nothing like what your guys on the streets have captured.
Well, here's the Examiner newspaper reporting on these at the sound weapons at the tea parties. It says both town halls took place without incident. However, the use of military device concerned San Diegans. The LRAD crowd control is primarily used in Iraq to control insurgents and can cause serious and lasting harm to humans. And they admit this. I mean, this is just outrageous.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what unfolds for the rest of the evening, and it'll be very interesting tomorrow to see what's been posted on Prison Planet and what sort of news clips that you've actually been able to put together. Thank you for all the work you do, Alex. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Doctor. The website is drtenpenny.com. And what's the other one for the flyers to educate people and to leave at drugstores?
PandemicFluOnline.com. PandemicFluOnline.com. Click on the toolbox and everything there's for you.
God bless you, Doctor. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Take care.
As this unfolds. We're going to rebroadcast right now, but I could go live in the next 20 minutes again, only on the InfoWars.com streams and PrisonPlanet.tv video. So watch this space. We won't be on the AM and FM until tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, 12 noon Eastern, on the AM and FM and the shortwave. WWCR doing a great job. Pray for my guys. Pray for everybody there. Pray for Cindy Sheehan. Great job, crew. Great job, Genesis, and everybody that makes this show possible. We will continue to defend the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. The Republic is being brought down right now, not with a bang, but with a whimper.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.